855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
This is a special live Sunday edition. We are here at Lancaster, New Hampshire, at Rogers Campground for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, getting it all started. It has yet to start. It won't start until tomorrow, but lots of people are getting set up. And
The internet's already getting bogged down here. I think it's in swing.
Yeah, it's probably as big now as it has been in past years for the full Porcupine Freedom Festival. But we'll be broadcasting here live all week, doing lots of interviews. And you can catch it all week. If you don't, if you miss a show, you can go to archives.freetalklive.com and listen right there.
And you can still call in, right? We're taking calls just as we usually do.
At 855-450-3733. And I've actually, while we're waiting on some calls, I've got a story here out of Indiana. And last year, some people may remember that there was a situation in Indiana where the Indiana Supreme Court ruled that there was no justifiable reason to resist even unlawful entry by police officers into your home.
No justifiable reason?
None.
Wow, so you're supposed to just let them do whatever they want, huh?
The state Supreme Court ruled last year that there's no right to reasonably resist unlawful entry by police officers.
I get it. Like, it's not going to go well for you if you try to resist. Right? They're going to use violence.
Well, going well and being lawful are two different things.
Sure,
And I think that no one in Indiana should consider this new law that is supposed to undo this really bad ruling. Because, there's this difficult situation out there. Police officers are people, and people are both good and bad.
They can make mistakes.
They are an organization that is largely unaccountable for what they do.
Yep.
They do not have to pay for the lawsuits that are brought against them. They don't have to pay to defend themselves in lawsuits that are brought against them. So, they essentially can, and it's very difficult to bring lawsuits against municipal organizations, state organizations. So, they don't have the accountability that somebody who is, say, working in the free market for a for-profit business might have. And many of them will claim that they need that. But it doesn't change that there are people that will dress up like police officers.
Oh, yeah. I was about to bring up that example, too.
I can tell you, I've spent more than 8 years in prison in the state of Florida. And, one of the techniques of home invaders, I learned how to commit all kinds of crimes while in there. That's what prisons
do.
That's
one of the consequences, yeah.
One of the techniques of home invaders is to shout police because it will confuse the person whom they wish to draw a gun on for at least that important second while they can get their weapon on them, and then they would not be able to defend themselves. So
that's really tricky. If someone does that to you, it's like, what are you supposed to do?
There have been multiple instances of gangs, drug gangs and other types of gangs dressing in police gear in order to do, hits on opposing gangs and that kind of thing.
Wow.
And you as the homeowner, I guess, are supposed to know the difference between the drug gang that's hitting your house and the government gang that's hitting your house.
Well even if you were to let's say there's a police officer breaking into your home, they're doing some kind of a raid or a SWAT raid, or even they're not going to show you their badge number. Like if you ask them,
right, that's true.
They're like, hey, police, put your hands up or whatever they say. And then you're like, well, could you show me your badge number first? Can you prove that you're actually a real cop? No, they're not going to wait for you to actually make that decision and be assured that
the real world implementation of this is very, very interesting. And I guess what it should be is a warning to law enforcement. Look, stop breaking into people's houses. There are 40,000, I'm going to repeat that number for you, 40,000 drug raids in this country every single year.
Doesn't it work out to like one every 18 seconds or something like that?
It's a number of seconds. Yep. I don't know what the number is, but it's a lot of drug raids going on.
And some of them have the wrong address.
How could they not? They're an unaccountable government bureaucracy. Of course they've got the wrong address. They've got wrong information. Snitches have given some house that they made up on some street that they made up. End up being your house.
The classic anonymous tip, right?
Right. You never know. You never know why it is that they might bust through your house, through the door of your house, but they might do that. And really, it's not homeowners defending their home that put police officers in danger. It's the police officers enacting this war on drugs. Because it wouldn't be a problem if police officers were just kicking in doors for kidnappers and murderers and things like that. Because
they'd be kicking in so fewer doors.
You'd see dozens
orders
of raids.
Orders of magnitude less.
Right. Dozens of raids a year tops.
Yeah.
Versus the 40,000 raids that we have now. So people wouldn't, you know, it would be an entirely different situation. Nobody would even believe that the police are kicking their door in. So robbers would never say police when they're kicking the door in.
Yeah.
And homeowners are really stuck in the middle because...
Yeah.
If it's robbers that are dressed like police or even just claim to be the police busting your door in, well, they're going to kill you.
Yeah.
When on their way out the door.
The police might kill you, too.
They might very
especially
well
if you do anything yeah, that questions what
so
they're doing.
Basically, as a homeowner, you're just left to die. It doesn't matter. You just go home, and
yeah,
if somebody tries to bust your door in, they're going to kill you one way or the other.
Yeah, what do you do? Like, you really don't have any good option except to try to avoid getting your home broken into, but that doesn't always work.
Let me read this quote here from the poor police officers. Somebody's going to get away with killing a cop because of this law. And get away? Get away with killing a cop?
I doubt they're going to get away
with
it.
Run down the street and say that cop was trying to break into my house and shooting them? No. Where are these cops going to get killed? They're going to get killed trying to break into people's cars and homes. If they're trying to go into some place that they don't belong.
So it applies if they're trying to break into your car as well?
As I understand that it can some way or another apply.
It seems to me like that's the more common situation where people deal with police.
It is. But why would a police officer be trying to be getting into your car? They should just be asking you for your license and registration, right?
But a lot of times they'll say, well, I need you to step out of the vehicle, whether that's legal or following protocol or not. Okay, so what counts as them? What would be a situation where they try to get into?
I've seen police officers go into people's car without asking them. They have no legal right to do so.
Right.
I mean, I've seen situations where people claim that this is what occurred. I can't say I've seen situations.
Yeah.
I haven't been on a lot of traffic stops of other people, and I've never had that situation happen to me. But I've heard a lot of claims of a lot of people that there are legal searches out there. The cops, you know, get them out of the car, take them over to their car, and then their buddy goes in and just starts throwing their car. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
If a cop just starts throwing your car, what are you going to do about it? If you don't have the Freedom Cam from freedomcam.net recording the whole incident in your car, what are you going to do? They're going to say,
I asked them
if I had permission. They said yes.
Yeah.
Prove they did, prove I didn't.
Now, I have to admit something. When I heard this story that said, Indiana legalizes shooting cops, that was the headline, I felt a little bit uncomfortable maybe because it sounds a little violent. You know, like if you just think about it, and especially a lot of the people who were like sharing this story forward and retweeting it and stuff like that, they were real excited. And like I could envision there might be some people who would be itching to do this, you know, just waiting for, just wait till a cop breaks into my home. I'm going to shoot him because now I can. But
no, you can't.
Well, no, you can't. No, you can't. One.
Right. Your family can posthumously fight this for you, but you're going to be just as dead as you would be otherwise.
Sure. And the other thing is, I mean, how many times does it happen every year where cops will break into someone's home? Maybe they're not even resisting. Maybe they are, but and shoot their dog, their child, their self, their spouse.
Children have been shot. Yeah, all kinds of. All of these situations
have happened, and you know, for that person who was quoted to say someone's going to get away with killing a cop, well. Cops get away with killing people all the time.
Statistically, as an American, you're significantly more likely to be killed by a police officer than a terrorist.
Yeah,
and a lot
and
of
I'd
people
like
don't
to...
want to look at it that way. And
yeah.
I get. I mean, I don't think that I don't. I'm not. I don't. You know, live in fear of people with funny lights on the roof of their car. I really don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a firefighter. I was just out in an accident 2 days ago,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I'm standing around a police officer shooting the bull. I'm not worried about these guys doing anything like that. But I know that when they come in force. They come with a warrant in hand that they feel like they can do whatever they want. And it's not a really desirable situation to be on the other end of that.
Well, and I completely agree with you, Mark, that like I think a better solution to the whole problem of lots of homes being raided by police is to end the drug war. Not to make, you know, it legal to shoot cops, quote unquote, but to just get rid of the drug war. I mean, that would really strike at the root a lot more, I think.
Oh, it would.
Yeah.
You can give us your comments, 855-450-3733. What do you think? What do you think the solution is? I mean, do you think it's the solution is shooting cops? Do you think the solution is, just laying there and taking whoever's coming through the door? What is it? 855-450-3733. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there. You've reached Claire. Leave me a message. Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 15th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1624.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1664.74, $832.37 for a half ounce, or $416.19 for a quarter ounce. That's $1664.74, $832.37, and $416.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. It is toll-free, as I said, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
And a lot of people are investing in precious metals right now. You know, as I understand it, there's supposedly, you know, the experts say that there's going to be a rally in gold and silver here on the horizon, and I've certainly got my fair share And you can get precious metals and get them at great rates, because that's really important. You gotta buy low so that you can sell high at gold.freetalklive.com. We've teamed up with Midas Resources in order to bring you some really great rates on gold and silver. And you can go right there to the website, look at the pieces. You can comparison shop. It's gold.freetalklive.com. When you buy gold there, you're helping Free Talk Live. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Brian in Missouri. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mark. Hey, I was listening to what you were saying about the thing in Indiana. And, I heard something else about that story last week. And some of the talking points that these personalities that were discussing the story were making was don't resist the unlawful entry or arrest, but sue them afterwards. Now, even if a person does sue and they're successful, who ultimately pays? It's not coming out of the officer.
Yeah, it's not going to be the cop. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Now, everything that I've read about, if you type into Google Supreme Court resisting unlawful arrest, the Supreme Court is siding on the side of the citizen, saying that any time a police officer violates somebody's constitutional rights, he's no longer acting in an official capacity, he's another man. And you're allowed to resist up to and including deadly force. Now, what?
Do they still have qualified immunity, though? What is that all about? I'm not too familiar with this, but.
Well, I'm not sure, but how can you even resist against a police officer if even if you're in the right and he's doing something unlawful, his buddies will gun you down? I mean,
that's the truth.
Sure. Yeah. I don't think it would ever be a good idea, really, to resist. I mean, I can't think of any situation.
Well, you're really in this catch-22 situation because you don't know whether that armed gang of people out there that are in these black Darth Vader outfits that say police on the front of them, because if they come in a raid, that's how they're coming.
Yeah.
They're not going to come in looking like human beings. They're going to come in looking like Starship Troopers. And when they come through the door, you don't know whether those people are actually police or not.
Yeah.
Because they could just as easily be the Medellin cartel, for all you know. Either one of these organizations, the police or the cartel, could have gotten the wrong address or gotten some bad information that you're there.
And they're not going to take the time to check it or prove it to you either.
Right. And if it's the bad guys, the chances are that they're not going to leave any witnesses. They're just going to shoot you and your family through the back of the head while you lie on the floor waiting for the police to, you know, act lawfully or whatever. So you're really stuck in this catch-22 as an individual citizen. You're just supposed to know.
Although if you want to bring a lawsuit, you do have to survive the whole incident.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And the other thing, you're right about all that. Now, the other thing about the police is they all have these organizations of lawyers to protect them. And when one of them gets in trouble, who investigates the alleged crime except other police officers? It just doesn't make any sense. That's like the when they say the fox is guarding the hen house or whatever, I guess. And the other thing I was wondering if you could explain to me is I've heard many times in your show saying don't take the plea, and I don't mean to sound particularly ignorant, but I was wondering if you could explain that, the pros and cons, and also I want
we are losing Ryan. Ryan, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And we can explain why we, you know, Ian is the
big
proponent
of
don't take the plea.
There's a website, nevertakeaplea.org or something like that.
Sounds like it. You can look it up.
And, I will check that.
The right address. But, you know, the idea is that, these plea bargains, they don't help anybody but guilty people and government bureaucrats. Also, many people will take the first plea that's, trotted out to them. And this isn't the best deal that they can get. That's not how you negotiate. You don't negotiate by saying, oh, well, I can get 10 years sold. I mean, you know, that's not the way.
And the whole idea of saying that you're guilty to something that you are not guilty of is a big affront to a lot of people. And
it's an affront to justice, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think that's the whole point, is that the system of plea deals, which most people end up taking plea deals when they get charged with something, the vast majority do, something like, what is it, 99%? I'm hazy on the statistics.
Yeah,
but
I'll tell you how it works.
Okay, and by the way, it's nevertakeaplea.org for more information about this.
Nevertakeaplea.org. Less than 1% of arrests ends up in a trial. That means that 99, more than 99, more, a good deal more than 99% of arrests end up either in drop charges, that certainly happens, or plea deals. And that, I mean, a friend
of
mine...
But they're only going to drop the charges if you don't take a plea, right?
There are times they just drop the charges.
Sure.
But a friend of mine took his court case to court in his county, and he's the first trial they had in years. They forgot how to do it. I mean, you know, that's how few people
take
things to trial these days.
Yeah.
I mean, it just doesn't happen anymore. And it's sad, but 60% of felony cases, more than 60% of felony cases, are found guilty. Mm-hmm. Now, you would think if somebody goes through everything that it takes to go all the way to a trial, that that person probably believes they're innocent. And certainly, there's nobody within the sound of my voice that believes the police are never wrong. And
sure,
you've got to assume that they're wrong some percentage of the time, and that percentage is probably greater than 1%. That means innocent
right.
people are taking plea bargains in order to make the bad stuff go away.
Yeah.
That's pathetic. That's wrong. It's immoral. We have an immoral system.
It's just definitely not serving justice.
It
which
relies
is what it's
on pushing people through the system, fines and imprisonment.
Yep.
And imprisonment's the same thing to them because they're not getting money from you. They're getting money from other government agencies
out
there.
And then if that plea deal includes probation or parole or anything like that, then they can get you for VOP, right? Violation of probation.
Absolutely. And send you back through.
Yep.
So anyway,
so that's a little more about why this show has talked about not taking a plea deal.
I think it's sort of like for the greater good of society not to take the plea is really the best. And now,
it might be for your own greater good, too.
Because
you could get off instead of...
I've seen it happen. I've seen it with people, you know, take it all the way to trial and get off. I've seen people also take it to the day of trial and get their charges dropped just
yeah.
because the prosecutor doesn't want to do anything.
Exactly.
And I've also seen them get better pleas on the day before trial, too.
Yep.
So you never know. Each one of these things is a bit of a gamble, and I think for your individual case, you need to decide what's going to work for you and your family. But I wouldn't just go ahead and take their first plea, either. Let's go to Doug in Minnesota. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Guys, it's so nice to hear from you. I hope to see you very soon.
Yeah, you're going to be here at Pork Fest?
Well, we're hearing from you, Doug, not the other way around.
I know. I'll be there on Tuesday doing my smoothie stand again.
Good.
Sounds great.
And, you know, I understand that's got some competition this year. And, you know, it's okay. We're libertarians and liberty-minded people. We understand that competition happens, and we have to be creative about it.
That's true.
With our competition.
Yeah. But I wonder, Doug, I mean, obviously competition is sort of a spectrum where there are different degrees of it, right? Because I don't think that there would be somebody, if you were making smoothies at Pork Fest, for instance, and somebody else was also making smoothies, they might have different flavors, they might have a different kind of service, like they might be serving them on roller skates or something like that, or it's not going to be exactly the same, so maybe there'll be, many customers to go around.
Doug, will you hold the line? I want to talk to you a little bit more about this. It sounds interesting. 855 450-FREE, you're on Free Talk Live. You really can call in and talk about anything, smoothies included. 855-450-3733, here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
Yeah, that's right.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jamb plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Porkfest Eve with Mark.
And Stephanie.
It's 855-450-3733. And people are going to be using lots of different alternative currencies here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, where we are doing our live remote here on Sunday night. We're going to be here all week long, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And one of those alternative currencies is bitcoins. Bitcoins are the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. You don't have to sign any terms of a, you know, have to click on any of these sort of terms of agreements or whatever, terms of service agreements when you get the Bitcoin software. You know, there's no contracts to sign. You just go there, download the software. You can be using it in a few minutes. You can send and receive money without fees anywhere in the world. There's no government organization or corporation that's inserting itself in your business and taking some kind of cut. And to learn more, you can visit weusecoins.org. It's weusecoins.org. There's a video over there. It's a minute and a half long or so. It's well worth seeing. And now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash in any major bank. You can buy your Bitcoins with cash at BitInstant.com. So let's go, Stephanie, back to Doug in Minnesota. He was talking about he's talking about the Porcupine Freedom Festival and competition in the area of smoothies, Doug. Is that right?
Yeah. There's some other people who are doing smoothies over there, I understand.
Good for them.
Now, I have a question for you, Doug.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm wondering if you're going to bring your smoothies to Porkfest in a giant truck that can the smoothies can slosh forward and propel the truck.
Yeah, I'm going to hire that guy, actually.
Did you hear the milk truck caller earlier in the show?
Apparently, this is all news to you. Stephanie, how milk trucks are the most dangerous trucks
in the world. I'm fascinated by it. I love it.
Those guys are suicide jockeys.
Yeah. So I thought about doing the government thing and going to the leaders of Porkfest and the Free State Project and saying, hey, you know, we need a licensing program where the new guys, they can't come in here for selling smoothies.
You'd be going to the wrong group of people, but it's funny. This is essentially what happens in competition in the marketplace. Somebody who's doing some business, and you were doing smoothies last year, so you're the person with longevity in the smoothie market here in at Porcupine Freedom Festival.
People I'm one of the big boys, you know.
Yeah, people will say, hey, you know, there's just, it's hard enough to make money selling smoothies as one person.
So
you can't have somebody else doing it.
What would be required to get a smoothie license at Porkfest? Would you have to have, like, 2 years of training on how to wear a cowboy hat and how to operate a blender safely?
Yeah, and maybe how to pole dance, too. Now, you know, my other idea is, you know, if that doesn't work, I think I'm going to start a whisper campaign pointing out that my competitors use gasoline in their smoothies.
I wonder how many people will believe you.
Well, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't taste like gasoline.
My competitors use gasoline in their smoothies. They claim it's a health additive. It's not.
There's a way to test that. You can light up a match right next to their smoothie.
It would change everything, that's for certain.
If that doesn't work, I thought about maybe, you know, clandestinely chopping off the legs of some of their cables, pulling the strings out. You know, just competition.
That's not very nice.
Maybe you could just make better smoothies, Doug.
Yeah.
Hey, man, my smoothies are fantastic, man. And my last thing I'm going to do is...
Then you have nothing to worry about.
You have nothing to worry about.
Well, okay, but I'm using gasoline in my smoothies. I don't want anyone to know. Oh, crap!
Oh, cover blown.
Well, see, the other thing I was going to do is to compete, you know, because competition is healthy and good. It makes us all better and stronger. I was going to perhaps put arsenic in any one of my customers' smoothies who I find out buys another competitor's smoothie.
Good Lord.
Wow.
Yeah, you're going to drive your customers away with these little
plans. There's going to be no customers left pretty soon.
Oh, no. Only customers left are the most loyal customers because they'll be alive still. The message will be sent.
That's true.
That sounds like a tactic of coercion to me.
I'm coming for you.
Doug, thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. You know, I mean, it's all in fun and everything, but this licensing thing is essentially what companies do in order to diminish the amount of competition that they have out there in the marketplace.
Yeah. You know, I just read an article today. Actually, maybe we can talk about it a little bit here coming up, Mark, but it was about a lady who grew up in Sierra Leone, and she learned traditional African hair braiding, and she moved to Utah, like to Salt Lake City, and there, I guess there aren't that many black people there, but there were several families who had adopted children from Africa and wanted to get traditional like hair braiding for them, and so she found a niche there, and she started advertising her services, and pretty soon she got an anonymous complaint, or somebody complained about her to the licensing board for cosmetologists, and they wanted her to go to cosmetology school and spend 2 years and $16,000 in tuition a year to learn nothing about hair braiding, which she already knew how to do.
Learn about cosmetology from white people so that she could braid black people's hair.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. And it was ridiculous, but that's not the first story I've heard that's almost exactly like that.
But these restaurant boards are almost entirely populated by restaurateurs in their towns. I mean, who else?
Yep, just like the beauty boards and the floral arrangers and stuff like that. And this was actually in the New York Times. So a pretty mainstream press calling for sort of deregulation of certain industries, which was interesting.
Let's go to Adam in Fargo, North Dakota. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I actually heard and was pretty interested in a lot of what was being said with the please think about the unlawful entries that your police officers are doing. And one thing that occurred to me is we recently... I guess more than a couple of years ago, we had a situation in Fargo where there was a teenager that entered someone's home illegally, and he was told repeatedly to leave, and then the homeowner eventually shot him, and he died, and there was great uproar. And I'm thinking, you have the right to defend your home against anyone. So now change that instead to a police officer. You owe it to yourself. Your life, everyone with you, and now I'm maybe expanding this a bit much and making it a bit bloviated, but you owe it to all the people that died getting the Constitution in place to defend your home if the person is forcefully entering. Because you don't know if you're going to survive this person, no matter who they are.
Now, if they're forceful, I think that's one thing. And yeah. I'm wondering about the situation with this young man. Are you talking about some confused, perhaps drug-addled young person, or was he threatening? What was going on there?
Yeah, according to the official story, which had been based on an interview with the homeowner, he very clearly was inebriated or something, and in the end, it really doesn't matter why anyone is doing it. It matters what they're doing and that they're endangering someone else and doing something they shouldn't be. So
I don't have any problem. As far as I'm concerned, you're responsible for your actions, whether you're drunk or not. But I guess I had a friend of mine that, a couple of friends of mine, I'm sure, but I mean, people always have these stories about where they end up in somebody's yard or they try to go into the wrong house. They've been drinking too much. And, you know, it would be sad to see one of those people get shot who hadn't threatened anybody. You know, I mean, if they were just confused or perhaps drunk or, you know, whatever, off their rocker for some reason or another.
And one other thing that occurred to me is, you know, not to sound incredibly naive or cliche here, but if you've not done anything that warrants a raid of any sort, you should be suspicious of any police activity saying that they demand entry, because it's, you know, so what if they've got backup that shoot you after you stab or force out or shoot that first officer? Because if you die defending your home, and no matter what happens, the government has to account for that death. And the government saying, oh, we had the wrong address, this was an accident, then there can be few other things that are going to make this war on drugs look uglier.
Well, but in the past, though, they haven't had to account for that when it's happened, you know, and not everybody wants to die, you know, trying to defend their home either.
War on drugs has been going on for 40 years. They don't seem to have any kind of accountability for it. Adam, I do thank you, though, for your calls and your comments. 855-450-3733. You can give us your comments, too. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Get in the zone! Prices at the pump are tough to take right now, but the experts at AutoZone have advice to make saving gas as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, keep your tires properly inflated. 2, perform a simple tune-up. And 3, pour in a bottle of fuel system cleaner. Doing these three simple things can help make a real difference so you can stretch out the time between fill-ups and stretch your gas dollars further. Come on into AutoZone today for even more gas-saving tips, because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street Casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the, well, the final segment of the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It is possible that we can slide you in here at 855-450-3733.
But, of course, if you miss the rest of the show tonight, never fear, Free Talk Live will be here at Porkfest all week doing live shows.
Back in 21 hours, Free Talk Live, 7 p.m. Eastern, 7 to 10 Eastern time, Monday through Sunday. We do a commercial radio program 7 days a week, and I don't know of another one that does that either. Free Talk Live, you know, there are lots of different ways that we are singular in what we do. You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. I want to tell you real quick about shop.freetalklive.com. If you're going to do your shopping on the internet at, say, Amazon or Newegg, go to shop.freetalklive.com and click on the links there, and you can go do the shopping that you normally do at Amazon. And you'll get the same prices and the same service that you normally get. But, you know, Free Talk Live will get a cut. It's a great way for you to get the things that you normally get and to help Free Talk Live in the process. Not much work more for you there. Shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Joe in California. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Joe, can you hear me? Joe going once. Joe going twice. Hold on, I didn't push the right button. My mistake. The button's not working.
Oops.
Board up, put Joe on, because I can't get him on. There we go. Joe?
Hey, can you hear me now?
I can. Go ahead.
Is that okay? That's my little Verizon plug, I guess. Yeah, happy Venerable Day.
I think it's the spotty internet here at the beautiful Porcupine Freedom Festival in rural New Hampshire. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go right ahead. I'm not getting you over the internet. I'm getting you over a phone line, but I'm controlling the answering of the phone through the internet.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I know technology, and it's supposed to make us all our lives easier, but you know, it's really just
the wonders of modern conveniences.
Exactly.
Isn't exactly modern.
Yeah, happy Sunday. This is your Sunday show, right?
That's correct.
And I've heard it plugged over and over again, you know, the Sunday show. I mean, why is that so special? I mean, what is the, is it like the venerable?
Well, not many people in the talk radio industry do a live show on Sunday nights, so we're kind of filling.
Or even, yeah, Free Talk Live is probably the only commercial radio program that I think that does 7 days a week that I've ever heard of. And because we have three hosts, we're able to alternate, you know, nights that people are on.
That's and what, more than three, right? There are lots of other co-hosts too.
That's we have three hosts and then several other co-hosts.
I see.
Yeah, okay, I can understand that. No, I was just getting into more of a philosophical meaning of, you know, what Sunday means. But, you know.
Well, what does it mean to you, philosophically?
It means it's the first day of the week, you know.
There you go. Well, good.
The seventh okay. day of the week is the day that God, you know, sanctified. And everybody goes to church on Sunday, and I just don't understand why.
Yeah. I don't understand why either.
So you want to talk about liberty and freedom?
Yeah, Joe? Liberty and freedom. Liberty and freedom. Well, I want to speak about truth, to tell you the truth.
Go right ahead.
You know, I know what I told you is the truth. That's all I have. You know, I mean, that's not all I have to say, but that's all, you know, it's a radio show, and I don't want to waste your time. But
we want to hear your truth. We want to hear the talk about liberty and freedom, too.
Liberty and freedom. Liberty and freedom is totally opposed to tyranny and the devil. What has been plaguing humanity for the last 5,000 to 6,000 years of recorded history.
Freedom. The devil is just 5,000 years old?
The earth is only 5,000 years old. Didn't you know that much?
It's four. Joe, I do appreciate the call. Thanks very much. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Earl in Indiana. Earl, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about that police coming into your house unannounced, you know, that they have their right now to forcibly stop the police. I just want to say that I'm not a policeman or anything, but I don't. The police are doing an unheralded job. They should not be able to force their way in. This is true, but people complain about the police until they need them.
No,
and
that's true.
They just do an unsung job. It's not right to badmouth what they do.
Well, Earl, would you agree that a lot of the times that they break into people's homes, that the people didn't call them? You know, they really don't need them. Actually, you know, maybe they have some plant or some chemical that the police don't like or that the government says is illegal. But maybe then they need some help, or maybe not. Maybe they don't need help. Maybe they're just doing it for fun. But I mean, sending a SWAT team in to bust down their door is not really what you could argue that they need.
This is true, but I just don't know any incidences of them just sending in SWAT teams to blatantly break into somebody's house. It's just that's the wrong message. The police do a great job.
There are 40,000 drug raids in this country every single year, and that comes down to something like once every, I think it's 20 seconds. So, I mean, you know, I can't tell you of specific incidences at this moment, but there are going to be 40,000 of them this year. There are a lot of those happening. And the situation in Indiana had to do with a Supreme Court ruling that said that the individual citizen did not have the right to resist police in an unlawful entry. And do you think that people should be able to resist police officers when they're unlawfully entering their home?
Yes, I do, but that just does not happen that often. I'm sorry. I just don't see that happening that often.
Well, it doesn't happen that often, but I mean, you know, if you want to go to, you know, just type in corrupt cop stories on your internet search bar, and you'll find all kinds of incidences. And I'm not saying that they're certainly the exception, not the rule, but all kinds of incidences of police officers using their power to, you know, rape women, get sexual favors. You know, they'll steal drugs from and money from scenes and things like that. So, yeah.
Asset forfeiture makes that really easy.
I disagree. I still say that is a rare incidence that stuff like that happens.
Sure, it's rare.
They're human just like anybody else.
Yep.
But if
there's no check and balance on it, then are they going to be incentivized to do it some more? I mean, if you can get away, if a bully, and you would agree that some police officers are bullies, right?
I agree.
if a bully can get away with doing something without anybody being able to lawfully resist them, are they going to be more likely to do it?
And perhaps. I mean, it depends on the individual, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure. And I don't think it's a good idea to use firearms to resist police officers, not because it's the law, because you're going to die. I mean, you don't have the kind of firepower that they have. If they come in a group and they make a mistake and they raid your home, and this happens all the time, you're going to die if you try to resist. So I recommend not trying to resist. But my concern is that if some armed gang, you don't know whether it's police or an armed gang. You don't have any idea what the difference is.
And as Earl said before, that this is a really rare occurrence that police would bust in someone's door. And, okay, I agree in general it's rare, but for certain people it probably seems even rarer, you know, because they haven't had a lot of experience with police. Maybe they're, you know, maybe a little older, because a lot of interactions between cops and people.
Well, they live in the right neighborhood.
Exactly. And some people allege that there's, like, racial bias as well in who they target. And so, I mean, it probably does seem a lot rarer if you haven't dealt with the cops a lot in your life. You know, but right, for certain people, this is kind of a daily thing.
Well, my brother-in-law is a retired police officer, and I know the stuff that he had to go through. I have the utmost respect for all police officers. I thank them. When I see them out in a store or somewhere, I walk up and I shake their hand. They do an unheralded job.
Now, do you think that, my father was a sheriff in the sheriff's posse in my town, and so, you know, I understand where you're coming from on this one, but to me it seems like police officers have moved away from the position of being peace officers and more into being sort of government enforcers. They're not protecting and serving me, but they're protecting and serving government agencies. When you see people in the press being arrested for filming on the streets, when you see people who are, you know, I mean, there's 800,000 people were arrested last year for marijuana, for a plant that you can grow in your garden. And, I don't care whether it's illegal. If tomatoes were illegal, would it be okay to arrest people for it? Would you thank a cop for doing that?
Yes, it's illegal. If it's illegal,
I'll tell you
illegal.
What, I'm not going to thank them.
Yeah,
as far as I'm concerned,
I would
thank cops for treating me like I'm a free person.
I don't think they all deserve respect regardless, just because they're all cops. I mean, that's almost the same thing as saying that, you know, all men deserve respect because they're men. I mean, it's an individual, and they choose their own actions.
Where's the Constitution give law enforcement the right to prevent people from growing things in their garden? There's no place in the United States Constitution that gives the federal government the right to outlaw marijuana.
Unless
thanks for calling.
Illegal drug.
We're out of time for tonight.
It was illegal for slaves to escape from their masters in the 1860s, too. It was still wrong. I give it out the number.
FreeTalkLive.com. We'll be back tomorrow night.
Thanks.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a fiery zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aquabelva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aquavelva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aquavelva. Men get it.
Aquavelva. Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live365, and MP3 Tunes. With C Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C Crane company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.